Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What kind of podcast is this?
Luck be a lady tonight. Sophia, you know what's
Zoe.
Funny? When you say your name like so, like I could be saying Sophia, but you wouldn't know if I was saying So or Sophia.
Yeah, I've not heard that one before.
Okay, so we're back in the studio again, as you can hear.
Hey, you can always hear us when you enter the studio because there's usually a one pop can opening.
Get lights, camera, action.
Audio.
Sophia, have you ever watched the show Antiques Roadshow?
No.
Well, good, because that was going to be my segue into this episode, which is antique chips.
Vintage chips.
Vintage chips. Yeah. And more specifically, chip vintages.
Right.
This week, we are doing a very, very special feature.
Featuring four different kinds of plain ruffles, and you might ask yourself, why would you get four types of the same chip?
Well, we're going to wait for our resident expert, Steph, to tell us why we did that.
Do you want to hear a little trivia?
Of course.
Okay.
What context would I never want to hear trivia? It's like my favorite thing!
Chips. Potato chips. Chips. I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com. The podcast, not the website.
Who would be a modern day knight?
Like Sir Paul McCartney?
Yeah, and what about who's the guy that the guy from Lord of the Rings?
Oh, Ian McKellen?
Yeah.
Doi.
Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, God. Well, I'm just wondering if in the future this knighthood will be extended to like electronic things such as Google or Ask Jeeves, really.
Yeah, well, I'm advocating that Jeeves, for all of his knowledge, I mean, he's an encyclopedia of knowledge.
People I know.
I think Jeeves should certainly be knighted electronically.
Should we write a letter?
I think we should petition this.
Letters always work.
Yeah. So Antiques Roadshow, you haven't watched it. Do you know the kind of the premise of the show, Sophia?
Not really.
Sorry. So what you do is you bring your old knickknacks, thingamabobs, to a big long line, and you stand in the line, and then these people with cameras come up to you, and they value them.
So it's sort of like Storage Wars.
I guess that would be the modern day like TLC equivalent of Antiques Roadshow.
Is it originally Canadian? Like, is it specifically Canadian thing?
No, I think it's British.
But it's extended to the U.S. and Canada.
I don't know. They play it here. Look, I'm no expert on the Antiques Roadshow.
She said that she had some trivia for me, and look, there's no trivia to be found.
Okay, do you like wine?
Yeah.
That's something that you drink old things of.
Thank you for that hot piece of trivia.
I'm just looking at my notes here. Cheese, wine, old stuff. Steph's here! Steph?
Like, I feel like just like a big fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of ruffles.
That's less pressure.
Yeah.
We have a huge ruffles fan in studio today. Her name is Steph. Steph the guest.
Can you confirm or deny that that's your name?
Steph the guest?
Confirm.
Yeah, Steph. Yeah, confirm.
Okay.
Confirm.
Thank you.
So, we were inspired to
do
eat
this episode.
Ruffles chips today because of you, Steph. And maybe you could just tell us a little bit of background about your family and Ruffles chips, which is what inspired us to get really into this today.
Yep.
And as a preface, I'm just going to say, I want to come in here with my heart on my sleeve. I'm not a huge Ruffles fan. It's grown on me a lot in the last 6 months. I've liked Ruffles a lot more. Personally, I would never go into a store and buy plain Ruffles chips on my own. But
Zoe hates Ridges.
That's I don't hate them.
I feel that way about Lay's, except for the wavy Lay's, the undelays.
So you really like Ridges. Yeah.
So it's like, I really
want... Are they
called
the undelays?
I think that's what it is in French. I don't know how to speak French. I'm sure it's another word, actually. So whatever wavy is, those are the only Lay's that I want. So I completely understand having like a strong preference.
Yeah.
So why...
Why Ruffles?
Why Steph Ruffles? Guessed? Give us the story.
I'm from Windsor. And Windsor's like, and it's not far from here, only 4 hours, but it's a lot hotter down there. So it's like everyone has a pool, or you spend like all the summer at a pool. And
a lot hotter, hey?
Like so hot, like 38 degrees all summer, like every day.
Gross.
And everyone just spends the whole time either inside or in a pool. So you go to a lot of pool parties.
Okay.
And Ruffles, I think, are the only chips that don't get soggy at a pool party because of the Ridges. Because I feel like they hold...
They soak up the moisture.
They soak up the moisture, yeah.
Yeah.
If you have Lay's at a pool party, everyone's like, you've never been to a pool party before.
Totally.
This is so good to know if we ever go to Windsor. Like, you never know when and where you're going to need unsoggy chips.
Undelays.
This should only be unsoggy chips. Like, I think... I would not even go into a bag of chips. Like, if I went to someone's house and they had a bag of chips that was already open and I didn't see them get opened, like, I wouldn't want to eat them because I've had so many soggy chips in my...
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you feel the same way about stale chips as you do about soggy chips?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
So you want the freshest of the fresh, basically.
I want the freshest of the fresh.
So we bought today four bags of Ruffles
chips.
Two
times
two. Yeah. Two times two equals...
Four. This is not only chips, this is a math podcast, too.
You learn a couple things when you sit in for a couple minutes with us.
Yeah, and what's a couple in a couple?
Yes.
It's four. That's how many bags of Ruffles we have
that's
today.
That's the math that we can do, but we will keep repeating that cool fact throughout the podcast.
Yes, four.
I got it.
Bags of Ruffles. So we got, and I think this is the first time we're going to have somebody on the show really guiding us.
Yeah, yeah.
We got four bags. The oldest bag is already expired. It expired... 3 weeks ago.
Oh, God. Kay? So we know what Steph feels about that. She is horrified.
I'm October 18th.
Upset.
It's now November 4th.
Oh, my 4th. God.
Okay, then our next bag.
We have, it still has, I guess, 5 weeks on it.
5 weeks, okay.
Might be good.
That's a lot, yeah.
Probably 7 weeks, I think, if my math is correct.
It's a bigger bag. So
yeah.
Nice.
Yep. And then we got 8 weeks.
Wow, okay.
So the freshest being the 8 week expiration date.
8 week from now.
That's the math. And you treat Ruffles sort of like vintages, if I'm correct.
That is correct. I realized it a couple years ago. Like, I opened a bag of plain Ruffles because it's always the one that I will choose. And I opened it one time and I was like, this one is better than any other bag of plain Ruffles I've ever had in my entire life. And then I was like, I wonder if it has to do with the date. Because I always do look for the date. Like, it's really important to me that it's nowhere near the expiry date. Even though, I mean, Ruffles is not an expiry date. It's a Best Buy date. And they're still fine, technically.
Right.
And I went and I got, like, a couple of other bags that were of that same expiry date. And they were also very, very good.
Wow.
And then I realized that, you can just, like, stock up on the good bags. And it's, like, a really good wine year or a really good chip.
Potato.
Session.
A recult, as it were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A what?
Recult.
Oh,
recult.
I thought you said a wrinkle.
Yeah, a wrinkle in time of
a
chips.
Ruffle, yeah.
It's about time for us. It's our scheduled call is happening now. So we are calling our good friend Tam. Tam.
Hello?
Tam.
Howdy. Who is this?
Guess.
Hold on.
He's checking his caller ID.
Anticipation.
Do you have any ideas?
Of who this might be?
Yeah.
This is justchips.com.
That's
correct. But plus one. Guess who else?
It's Zoe and Sophia and Steph.
Oh, great. Hi. Hello, Steph.
Where are you and what are you doing?
I am in my house with my friend from Calgary.
Benny?
Benny, yes.
Hi, Benny.
Hi, Benny. So, Tam, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, this this is not going to be interesting.
Okay, don't tell us then. Just don't tell us. Okay, Tam, here's a question.
Yes.
Do you have a cool bit of trivia for us on the spot?
Yes.
What?
About, is it just like in general?
In general. General trivia, yeah.
So...
Are you sweeping right now?
It's what I do to relax. So how are you guys?
Okay, so we're
What's
good.
What's the trivia?
Dude, we need our trivia tidbit.
Okay. So what does all this mean to you?
That's the trivia?
What do you mean?
Is that a riddle?
Yes. What kind of podcast is this?
That's a really good trivia question.
You just call up your friends and... Oh, man. Okay. What was the question?
There was, like, three.
Okay, just tell us anything you want. Like, this is, like, pulling teeth, Tam. Like, what did you eat for breakfast? We don't know. Just, like, give us something to fill our airtime with. Come on.
Yeah.
This is like pulling teeth. This is just as hard for me as it is for you.
Okay, look.
Okay,
do you have a question for us or not?
Just ask us one. One about chips.
Okay, what? So I listened to the first few Just Chips podcasts.
Thanks.
Thank you for the support.
And I mailed in a bunch of questions that were never answered.
Mailed to where, as we do not have a mailing address or a mailing address.
It doesn't work when you just send it to the North Pole, it just ends up.
Postal code ho ho ho.
Yeah, I'm just putting the broom down here.
Oh my god, Tam.
Tam is getting such sick pleasure out of this right now.
Just one question.
Okay.
Just one.
Just a single one.
Please.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay, put Benny on the phone for God's sake.
Yeah, put Benny on the phone.
Benny seems cool.
Yeah.
And
nice.
Hello, this is Benjamin Davidson speaking.
Oh, hey. Hi, Benny. Could you ask us a question about chips? Unfortunately, we don't have time to give you any kind of intro or outro. We just need a question.
Chips, what can you tell me about Blue Dawn and boiled vinegar?
Perfect.
Blue Dawn?
I think it's like the soap.
Dawn Ultra.
Like the dish soap.
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay, thanks for that, Benny.
You're very welcome.
See ya.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was...
God almighty, I've never
definitely
had
the weirdest calling.
I've never had a calling that ever. Ever.
Blue Dawn and boiled vinegar. Okay, I'm going to say it. I want to get that over with because I don't even want to go back to that. I want to get back to Steph, who's like a real chip fan. Blue Dawn, boiled vinegar, it's what you use to clean sponges.
Why does it have to do with chips?
Like you use Blue Dawn on your sponge, your kitchen sponge, and then you boil it in vinegar to disinfect it.
But what does that have to do with chips?
Nothing.
What if you're like cleaning a chip bowl and it's like super greasy?
There you go.
Sure. I don't know.
That's the link.
Context.
I think that's enough. Like, let's get out.
Oh my god, let's get out of that
bogus
hole.
Bogus hole. Okay, should we open those chips?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you want to start with, Steph?
What if I open them?
You
and only I can see the dates.
Okay.
And you guys tell me.
Yeah.
Okay. If you can. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Just like test your palates. So. Ooh.
Ooh.
You wanna, like, smell this one?
Yeah.
Got a good smell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is the kind of smell that would make me want Ruffles.
Wow, that smells really good.
Chip.
Is that the only one that gave... There was one bag that gave you a good odor, and it's that one, it seems like.
It's this one, yeah.
None of the others?
None of the others had, like, as strong of a... Like a
whiff. Je ne sais quoi?
Mm-hmm.
Do you already know which one you're going to prefer?
I mean...
But don't tell us which one.
Don't know.
Okay.
I
mean, maybe you do, but don't indicate it.
I think I do, but I'm not going to let it bias me. Because for all I know, it could be...
Right.
Okay, should we try?
Yeah, let's go.
So I think we should just move in, right?
I think so too, yeah.
Okay, so everybody grab one of...
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
These, okay. And we're going to do a chip cheers.
Okay.
And then dig in.
Boosh. Slightly stale.
I haven't either.
You can't eat it. Yeah, this one's, like, not good at all.
Yeah, yeah. I think salt it's okay, content, but I don't really like Ruffles, so I don't
the
really
salt
know.
Content is, like, whack. Got a bad aftertaste.
Tastes kind of, yeah, like sour milk.
And I feel like that's the flavor of pool party chips, like bad pool party
mm-hmm.
chips. That, to me, is, like, it's already sat outside.
Yeah.
35-degree weather.
It got
with
humid
kids
on its own.
Splashing yeah. on its own, putting a wet hand in a bowl.
Yeah.
And then,
ugh,
like,
that's
touching.
Gross. Actually,
when you put it that way, it's revolting, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we try the second second chip?
Do we cheers every time or just the first
Yeah,
time?
We,
yeah
we'd like not. To do that.
Okay.
Chip cheers.
Really nice.
Mm. So much crunchier.
So much better.
Way more pep in its step.
Mm. Mm-hmm. The crunch is small but mighty. I mean, the difference is small but mighty. It has a good crunch.
Mm-hmm. I feel like still not great salt, though.
Yeah, no. The salt ratio is not that good. It's not salty enough.
No. These are both bags that I would open, and I'd be like, sure, fine, but a handful would also go to the dog.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The next one?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Chip cheers.
Chip cheers.
Nice.
Mmm. The salt level on that one, great. The first taste, for me, cardboard.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, should we go like, for the last one?
Yeah, last one. And just so we know, like, this is the one that had the really good smell.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Mmm. Far and beyond the best one.
Really?
Like, hands down, I think the best one.
It just tastes fresher.
You're not thrilled. You're still not happy.
Sophia's not convinced.
I'm not convinced.
That's okay.
I need to go back to...
Sometimes it's nice to put, like, four in your mouth at once.
Can we give them each a name? So the first one, that's spoiled milk. Mm-hmm. This one was what?
You called it cardboard.
Oh, we could call that cardboard and this one Parmesan.
Sure.
I'm tasting Parmesan again.
And last one is gold?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Guys, I gotta be honest, none of these are great bags.
Wow.
I'm gonna say it too. Do you think it has to do with the size of the bag?
I wonder. I almost never get small bags.
Mm-hmm. No, because big bags taste way better to me.
Big bags taste a million times better. It's like they taste so much saltier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are not, none of them are salty enough.
No.
Sophia?
Yeah.
I think Steph and I like really like the gold bag. What? You don't know.
Between cardboard and gold.
Mm.
You're wrong.
For me, it's between cardboard and gold, too. Like, those are the top ones.
Yeah.
But I would still say gold is better.
But holy shit, sour milk was bad.
Sour milk is, like, I'm gonna reprimand myself by eating one more.
If you want to be punished, I'll give you one.
Ugh. It almost makes my tongue tickle. Yeah, I don't think that's like a good sign. have you guys heard of the Titanic?
Yeah.
1912 disaster.
Right.
Also recently, a movie, 1997, they unearthed a crate of, I can't remember if it was wine or champagne, but some kind of drink from the Titanic that had been stuck at the bottom of the ocean floor and therefore had been preserved, and people brought it up, and I don't know if they drank it or not.
That's the most important part. What foods taste better after expiration?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
What about wine? Isn't wine like a thing that people like old?
Well, but if wine expires, or like if it goes
wine
bad.
Can expire?
Oh, yeah. It can go bad.
How too old fast? Is too old?
I don't know. It was like the sour milk chips. Like, okay. You're like, I know that this is once a good thing, but this is not a good thing.
Right, yeah. So there's no food that tastes bad really old.
No, all foods taste bad really old.
let me clarify that. The exact opposite of what you said.
Okay. True. What about a food that ages well?
Prosciutto.
Food, not drink. Oh, prosciutto's not drink.
Yeah, I don't know how you normally have your prosciutto, but
blended.
Oh, yeah.
Blended with water.
Prosciutto smoothie. Yum.
Ew. So there's no food that... There's a lot of foods that taste well aged.
Taste well.
I can't talk.
I think they taste fine, but I don't think anything tastes better after everyone has said it no longer tastes good after this day.
No.
Yeah, I like that you're trying to make it a thing, but it's...
I'm thinking of, like, fermented foods.
Yeah.
Kimchi. It's good.
Gotta
when it's
have
old.
An expiry date.
Okay. It for sure does, yeah.
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 Do you know what a cicerone is?
Salami?
Cicerone. It's not a salami. This is
I
a good trivia.
That's a pretty good guess.
That's a great guess, Sophia, but it's not right. You're wrong.
Not to do my own
horn. Let me clarify. Good guess, wrong answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A cicerone is like a sommelier for craft beer.
Oh.
And I would like to maybe... I would like to suggest that maybe Steph gets some kind of title as like a cicerone of beer. She is
a
that...
Ruffleone?
You're sort of a Ruffleone,
nice.
Yeah.
I would really love that.
A Ruffleone.
Ruffleone.
That would mean a lot to me, yeah.
Cicerone?
I think, I don't know how to pronounce it, Cicerone. I think it's Cicerone.
Okay. Like, it seems like someone made up this thing and then based it off their last name.
I'm really good at beer and my name's Cicerone, therefore everyone should be named after me.
No, like, I'm John Cicerone and I'm going to develop this.
Yeah.
TM.
Yeah, I wish we had a craft beer specialist at hand.
If only.
If
I'm
only.
Always, like, oh, I need a Cicerone right now.
Yeah, I love beer. Oh, here's a good question. If you grew up in Windsor, how close are you to Detroit, and do you have dual citizenship automatically?
No. Yeah, I mean, you're really close.
And how many degrees of separation do you have from Eminem?
So close to Detroit, like 20 minutes from our house.
Wow.
How
by
much
drive?
Water do you have to go over to get there?
You just drive over the Detroit River. There's actually this crazy island called Zug Island, and it's like... a little bit upstream, and it just has this crazy smell, and no one really knows what goes on in it. But if you look at it on Google Maps, it looks so scary, and there's crazy smells and stuff. And there was also this sound that was happening in Windsor, and no one knew where the sound was coming from. And
I heard about this.
Zug Island. It was coming from Zug Island.
Dude.
But they didn't figure out what the noise is?
I think it's just like something gets processed
weird factory.
There, but I don't
know
what
okay.
it is.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the Eminem thing?
So Eminem, we're all really big fans of him. He's like, you know.
He's from the Windsor Corridor.
Kind I of. Mean, yes and no. Yeah. The Detroit River. Yeah.
He's from Zug Island originally. That's where he got his
where
good beats.
He was born in Zug Island.
Born
yeah.
and bred Zug
That's
Island.
That's what the sound is.
The sound, the smell, it's all just, yeah. It's just Eminem's battery cell.
Yeah. Like, I have a real soft spot for him.
Hmm. So, do you have any other pressing questions?
Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts about mold?
I hate it so much.
Okay, let's get real here, folks. Mold.
Okay.
Well, lay it on me.
On the theme of aging and olding and...
Olding.
And olding.
Molding.
Olding. Like, do you like any... It seems like you really have a thing for fresh stuff.
I do.
Yeah. So does that mean that you're anti-mold?
I mean, not...
Like cheese, for example, like blue cheese.
Blue cheese I hate.
Oh.
Okay, what about...
Like, I feel like every time I have it, I'm like... Exactly. Yeah, sorry. I'm like seconds away from throwing up.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What about molded food in your refrigerator?
Oh, I throw the whole container.
You don't eat
garbage.
It? Okay.
Okay. Like okay. I won't even like I
you
don't even want to
eat it. That's so weird.
That part of the fridge anymore. What I'm about like, everything is shut down?
What about a fruit container with one moldy strawberry?
Oh, I think that should all go in the garbage.
Wow. So we've really uncovered
so
something
really,
here.
It's really, yeah, this is like a wide spreading phenomenon in your
so
life.
So if there were a fountain of youth, you'd probably dip your toe into it.
I mean, I don't know. If I could like dip my whole bathroom in like it.
Just that she loves fresh.
Like she doesn't want to mold, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
You'll never get moldy if you dip that toe in.
Yeah I don't think I'm going to get moldy. It's not like I'm like scared of a lot of things, but it's not getting moldy at all.
I'm just trying to uncover your deep dark fears here.
Moldy towel smell?
Oh! Horrible. This bag of chips is kind of like that to me.
Yeah.
The spoiled milk bag is sort of like the equivalent of a moldy towel.
Can we reveal the expiry date?
Let's reveal the expiry date. Yeah.
Do we want to bet?
Yeah.
Disgusting okay. one must be expired.
Let's start with spoiled milk. I think that's the expired one.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. It expired on October 18th. So great. Great palette, guys.
Great word. Okay. cardboard.
Cardboard? I'm going to say... I'm saying 5 weeks.
December 27th. The 5 week one.
Yeah,
or whatever.
5 week. Okay.
It is. Yeah, December 27th.
Wow.
Good job.
We're clapping ourselves. It's pretty lame.
It's okay. No one can see that.
And this one? This one
okay,
someone
that,
else is clapping.
That is the December 5th or 13th. 13th.
So this is not as old as the cardboard? It's
yeah, this one is
the cardboard.
This one is
it's older than the cardboard.
Older than the cardboard by about 2 weeks.
Older being a closer to expiry.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm seriously impressed.
Be this obvious.
Yeah, well, the more you know, honey, the more you know.
I guess
and, like,
so.
When you compare them, you can really tell.
Yeah, you
absolutely.
Can.
And this one, the really good smelling one. And
the
like,
gold.
The gold.
Ruffles gold. That is the January 3rd expiry date.
January 3rd.
I'm impressed even for us.
Would we call ourselves all Ruffleones?
Yeah. I think we've pretty much all earned the title of Ruffleones.
Ruffleones.
On the count of three, maybe we should say which was our favorite.
Guys, let's get to the freaking winner.
Okay,
here.
So everybody, you know, you're either going to call out spoiled milk, you're either going to call out Parmesan, you're going to call out cardboard, or you're going to call out gold. Is everybody ready? On the count of 5, 4,
it's a long
three,
countdown.
Two. Let's take from the top. 5, 4, three, two, one.
Gold.
Hell yeah. We are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson.
Can we get stuff to say about this?
Yes!
Yeah.
We are your hosts and producers,
Zoe Robertson.
And Sophia LaPage.
ThisChips.com is a Sumo Audio production. This episode was recorded at Eggplant Pictures and Sound. Our audio engineer is Deanna D.D. Marana. You can download or listen to our show wherever podcasts are available.
Our theme song is by Fez Keelan.
JC.
Out.
Woo!
Out. We need to come up with a better ending than JCDC out. It's so dumb. We just put that in.
We're going to have a little check-in with Steph. Post our episode, something really bad has happened.
Post our episode.
What did I say?
That's what you said. It was just a little blurry. Something horrible has happened.
And who are we to describe it ourselves when the victim
can describe it herself?
Let's give Steph a call.
Wait, does that sound too, like,
murdery?
Yeah. Whatever. Just a call.
Here's Steph.
Hello?
Hey, Steph.
Hi, Steph.
Hey, bud.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you really good?
I'm okay.
So, we wanted to call you and ask about your life post our Ruffles episode.
Because we heard something really, really bad has happened.
And that we might have had a part to play.
I mean, I don't think you guys should feel responsible. I feel like I sort of brought this on myself. Well, do they already know or should I tell them?
They don't know.
You should tell
them. You should
them.
Tell them.
Guys, I don't really want to eat Ruffles anymore.
Oh,
at all? Oh my God.
This is a tragedy and a travesty.
It's a pretty big bummer. I feel like I spent a lot of that time, like, that we were chatting last, just trying to justify a really strong opinion that I had Like, I had really stuck by something.
Right.
And, like, right in the middle of the first bag, I was like, oh, these are bad chips. I also think maybe it's small bags are worse than big bags, and I've never bought a small bag before.
And that is something that you said at the beginning of the episode. Yeah. And and we didn't listen to you, and that's our bad.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have cut corners. We tried to cut corners, and it got us here.
I never realized everything in my life is just about me trying to have a really good thing and it going a bit bad. Really dark.
Tell me you're still eating chips.
I'm definitely.
Give us that, Steph.
I'm absolutely still eating chips.
Because we're feeling really bad about this. We just wanted to get some confirmation that you're not. Like, are you suffering?
I don't think it's forever. I think I just need to give it a bit of a break.
That's fair. And I think that's fair. That just happens sometimes. And in the meantime, you're exploring your other options.
Absolutely.
That's 2017, baby.
You're playing the field, and you deserve it.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you could say we sort of did you a favor.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we can if you want to say that.
Let's say that.
Oh, no.
Super appreciative.
Good. And honestly, I think we should end on that note because...
That's what we wanted to hear, and we got it out of you. So, cheers to that.
This call was all about. Okay, cool. Bye, guys.
Okay, that's sad.